And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, I have a studio full of dancers. Melinda McAdams is here. She's the director of Sitka Studio Dance. And then three dancers from the Fireweed Dance Company here to talk about their upcoming production, which will be on this coming Saturday. Welcome to Morning Edition, everybody.
Hi.
Thank you, Melissa.
Well, I'm going to have the dancers introduce themselves, starting on my left.
Hi, my name is Emma Combs. I'm a senior in high school, and this is my fifth year in company.
Hi, I'm Delaney McAdams. I'm in eighth grade, and this is my second year in Fireweed.
Hello, my name is Kincaid Parsons, and I'm a junior, and this is my fourth year in Fireweed.
Okay, well, let's talk a bit about the performance, and then we'll also talk a bit about Fireweed and what it means to be a member of the Fireweed Dance Company. So this is a big performance. It's about an hour and a half show. Let's talk about how many dances there are and how many dancers are involved.
So there are 14 dances and 25 dancers. We have a senior company and a junior company, so they're split between that. Junior company does one dance, so the senior company takes care of all of the other dances. We have a finale where we put everybody together on stage, so all 25 dancers on stage at the same time, which is tricky. That's a lot of people.
It's going to be at the Performing Arts Center, so
yes.
It'll be on that big, beautiful stage. And there are going to be lots of different styles of dance.
Lots, yeah. Pretty much ballet, jazz, lyrical. We have some partner work. We have some musical theater. We have pointe shoes. Yeah, we've got a lot of variety, so it's going to be really entertaining for the audience, and I think it's been fun for the dancers to have a wide variety of dancing to work on.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk to the dancers now, starting with Emma and then working our way to your left, my right. Emma, let's talk about the dances that you're in and some of your favorites.
I'd have to say that one of my favorites is the piece I'm doing with the rest of the senior girls. It's a really fun piece because it brings us all together, and it's a really girl power piece, so it's fun to be dancing with these people that I've grown up with and been dancing forever and just, like, be really powerful on stage with them and send a good message to the audience.
How many dances are you involved in?
I'm involved in six dances.
Six dances. Wow. Delaney?
I think one of my favorite dances is the Sound of Silence because it's kind of like dark and a little like modern. We get to do a lot of modern in it, and it's kind of like creepy and interesting, and that's not something we get to do a lot at recital, so it's like really fun to have this opportunity to do other styles.
And you're in how many dances?
I'm in four.
All right. And Kincaid?
My favorite dance is, well, that's tough to say, but I like Dancing Man, because Dancing Man, it's super long. It's like 8 minutes long, and it starts off with this duet. And it's super fun. I get to throw her around, and it's entertaining. And it's super high energy, and I like being high energy, you know. And I can entertain the audience and hopefully make them laugh. And it's opening the show, so it's got to be good.
And you're in, what, six dances as well?
I think seven, but...
Maybe seven dances.
Maybe seven, I don't know.
Well, you know, Delaney mentioned something about being able to do something new. Is that one reason why you folks have chosen to spend so much time in Fireweed? You get to experiment a bit?
Definitely.
Yeah, because recital's a lot different because that's when all the little kids' parents come. So we got to be all happy. But Fireweed, we can explore other emotions like rage and sadness.
So it is a highly emotive experience.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a bit about the Fireweed Dance Company. What is this?
So we started in 2001, and it's an audition process. So dancers who are at a certain level, so not the intermediate dancers, but more of the advanced dancers, if they're taking ballet and jazz, they can audition to be in the company. So we have an audition every September. And then based on who auditions, we then place them into dances that the choreographers want to do. We have three local choreographers, Joanna DeGennaro DeBell, Laura Turcott, and myself. And then this year for Dancing Man, we have an alumni of the studio, Katie Lynn Jenkins, who came down from Anchorage to set that piece on the company. So the idea that you get to do more emotive pieces is true. I always tell the kids at recital that the dancers have to pass the grandparent test. It has to make the grandparents feel warm and fuzzy inside, and we don't want them to feel sad or angry or scared at recital. And the dances include everyone in the class and in a company. We choose how many people are in the dance, so it can be smaller numbers, more intimate, and more emotional, especially on the, like Kincaid said, in the sad and angry aspect.
So it sounds like those of you who choose to audition for Fireweed, you're also driven by a desire to sort of stretch your dancing experience and your dancing abilities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. It's a lot different to dance in a different emotion than just happy. It makes you feel differently, and it does different things for you in terms of your dancing and how you dance.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lino, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the emotional connection with dance. So not only are you expressing different emotions with the dances you're doing as part of Fireweed, does it allow you to explore those emotions internally in a different kind of a way than you would normally?
Yeah, I think so. Like how Kincaid was saying, how your emoting can affect the way you dance. And I think that's definitely true because it makes you feel something inside, which is obviously expressed on the stage and in your dancing.
Do you ever find yourself sort of working something out when you're dancing, when you're out there and you're dancing, you realize, wait, I'm working out something that's happening in my life right now?
Yeah, you can kind of dance out any kind of frustrations you have if you try hard enough. Just go for it. It's a good therapy method.
I think that kind of happens subconsciously because I always, if I have a bad day, I go into the studio and just forget everything and dance my heart out. And when I'm done, I just feel so much better. I didn't even think about any of the problems. I guess they just went away.
Yeah, you kind of forget about your problems after a while. It's like, oh, I'm dancing now and it feels great. So
it's a good self-care activity for you guys.
Yeah.
Well, auditions were in September. How often do you feel you're practicing, you're dancing every week? How much time are you devoting to this?
Everybody's different depending on their class load. So we usually schedule rehearsals. Every dance that's rehearsing usually rehearses for an hour and 15 minutes. So 15-minute warm-up and an hour rehearsal is the norm. It's not always that way. So it depends on how many dances they're in, and they get to choose. They get to say, I would like to be in one dance this year, or I believe Emma wrote down, I would like to be in as many dances as possible this year. You know, it's her last year, so she wants to try and get every as much done as she can. So depending on their class load and then their rehearsal schedule, it's pretty individual. But I think Kincaid was saying earlier, 14 hours in the studio.
Yeah.
About 14 hours.
Yeah, in a total week, probably. That's about right.
Mm-hmm. Well, Emma and Kincaid, you're older. You're a senior, did you say? And Kincaid, you're a junior?
Junior, yeah.
Okay. How do you anticipate you'll bring dance with you when you leave high school?
Well, I'm planning on dancing in college. I'm not sure exactly like what I'm going to do with it yet, but I'm definitely planning on continuing it.
Dance in college seems really fun. You kind of get to do a bunch of weird stuff, and everyone likes it because you're in college and it's weird.
You can do experimental dance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to that in college. I'd like to continue, also just stay in shape. And it's a good therapy method.
And Delaney, this is your first year with the senior company. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. What's that experience been like for you?
It's really fun because you get to, like, work with all these older dancers that, like, you look up to. And it's, like, really inspiring because you see them dancing and, like, I'm dancing with them. Like, this is really cool. And it's really fun.
Okay. Well, Melinda, the technicalities of how to get tickets and when this is again.
Yep. Tickets are available right now at Old Harbor Books. They're $15 for adults, $10 for seniors and students, and children 5 and under get in free. The program is about an hour and a half long, and although it is emotional, it is still family-friendly, so that's good to know. You can also buy your tickets at the door half an hour before showtime on Saturday, so they'll be available at 6:30. Show starts at 7. We start on time, so that's a little trick sometimes for sick-ins. But so if the snow is still out, you might want to leave a little bit early because this first dance, Dancin' Man, is a really good one. And you won't want to miss that one.
Okay, great. Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Melinda McAdams and three dancers from the Fireweed Dance Company.